Hi, this is Betsy Todd, clinical editor at the American Journal of Nursing, and I'm talking with Nancy O'Connor, who is regional director of infection prevention for the Providence Health and Services Group in Portland, Oregon. So welcome, Nancy.
Thank you. I'm happy that I'm here and talking to you today, Betsy.
Oh, it's great. And I just want to get to know you a little better for our readers and wanted to ask how long you've worked in infection prevention and control.
Well, time goes by quickly, and it's about 25 years now that I have worked in the field of infection prevention and control. And when I was not in a director-manager role, I still had oversight of that program throughout the years in my positions as a chief operating officer, a director of nursing, a director of quality,
wow,
and a director of accreditation and regulatory affairs because of that experience I had that always still came under me. So I've never looked away from it all that time.
Oh, how interesting. And what was your nursing background before you became involved in infection prevention?
Well, I was a bedside nurse, which I try to always keep with me. I try to keep all of my background experience because it's pretty broad and varied. I try to keep it with me every day, and I find that it's helpful and useful. So I was primarily a pediatric nurse, and it was a very unique unit, kind of frightening now to think back on those days, but it was a large unit, and when we weren't filled with pediatric beds, we were overflow for everything, and I mean everything. And, you know, we generally, on the evening and night shift, split that floor in half and took care of patients from 4 weeks old up to the end of life. So it was pretty broad, and it was great experience. And then, as I mentioned, throughout the remainder of my career, after I got involved in infection control and became certified, then opportunities opened up for me in, you know, accreditation and quality, et cetera, and director of nursing. But I was still very involved with infection control, and at many times throughout my career, I was also had oversight of employee health, which is very integrated in many ways.
Works very closely with infection prevention and control, yes.
Yes, it can be a great model, and resources are important because that's a big plateful, but it can be a really successful model.
Mm-hmm. And what is it in particular that you enjoy about infection prevention? About this specialty, I mean.
Yes, yes. It certainly, you have to love this and be passionate about it to do it. And it changes quickly. It's a different field than it was 20 years ago to some degree.
Oh, yes.
I have thought about this before, and I have a couple of different responses. One that comes straight from my heart is that I was a Nancy Drew fan growing up, and I love to solve mysteries, and there's a lot of mystery solving in IP.
Lots of detective work, yes.
Exactly, lots of detective work, and you don't always solve the mystery, but it's that interest and passion and keep looking and keep improving so that you can prevent it from happening again. In addition to the detective work, I find that it just is a field that really appeals to my own personal intellect. It combines nursing, which I love. Once a nurse, always a nurse, no matter which pathway you take. Science, and particularly microbiology. And then the solving mystery piece. You put those three together, and I have found that it really has been a perfect career for me.
Oh, great. Yes, and it incorporates the whole area of teaching as well. So if you really like, you know, sharing information and helping people work to their best practice levels, there's lots of opportunity for teaching as well.
Oh, there certainly is. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Well, in this month's AJN, you suggest some very specific practical steps that nurses can take to decrease the spread of C. diff in their facility. And I wondered, and this is a highly recommended reading, it's a quick read, I wondered if there's one particular point, one thing that you would most like to emphasize to nurses about perhaps what we need to change about our approach to C. diff, or maybe beyond either what we need to change or the maybe a mistake that you see most often, something that you think we need to really focus on as nurses to try to decrease C. diff in our facility.
Okay, great. Thank you for that good question, and I hope I can help someone through my answer. One of the things, even though it's very focused, specific suggestions in that article, I think it's really important for bedside nurses to increase their awareness of C. diff and what it takes to prevent it in every way possible. Now, I'm not suggesting that, you know, they change their career path and become an IP, but, you know, collaborate with your IP partners and just see what else there is that you might learn about it. Another piece is understanding that it takes successful work in all of the different components of the prevention bundle to really, really be successful in preventing C. diff. And the importance of the environment. That's getting better, but often overlooked in how important a role the environment plays in transmission.
Yes, absolutely. And I think, it's been just in the past few years that as staff nurses, that nurses have started to begin to understand, at least, the role of housekeeping in infection control.
Yes, and, absolutely.
And why we need to partner with housekeepers.
And
do our part as well, because housekeepers are not there at our particular patient's unit 24 hours a day.
Right.
So
yes, it takes a village to do that as well. Mm-hmm. We all have a role to play in making sure that the environment is clean and that the patient care items that come in and out of the room are cleaned before they go into another room. That's something that's often missed.
Yes, yes.
Or dedicated disposable items used as much as possible.
To really, you know, we not only have to be aware of what our patients need, but also keep our awareness on the environment and what we have to keep track of around the patient as well.
Yes. Don't assume someone else is doing it, because when we assume that, very often no one ends up doing it.
That's one that I have found found frequently as well. Yes, everybody thinks somebody else is doing it, and it turns out it's not been cleaned in weeks.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yes. Well, taking that as a jumping off point, the whole issue of C. difficile, of course we think of keeping our hands clean when we think of infection prevention and C. diff in particular. But in general, in infection prevention, in addition to hand hygiene, is there something that you would like to stress to nurses about infection prevention and the staff nurse's role in the whole picture?
Yes, I'd really like the opportunity to say something about that. I think that times have changed. The way that we do our work has changed. The healthcare in general has changed a great deal. We all know that, and we all feel that. I think that it's very, very important for bedside caregivers to think of IP a little bit differently than they may have in the past. We're not the hand hygiene police, although we certainly worry about hand hygiene and are, you know, very strong participants in encouraging people to do appropriate hand hygiene at the appropriate times. However, it's so much more than that. We'd like to be a very valuable resource for bedside nurses and collaborate. That partnership is really important. So reach out to us, or when we reach out to you, let's partner together, because keeping the patient safe is really going to require a multidisciplinary team. And as IPs, we're nurses too. Most of us. There are some that are not. There's a MPH population growing in the IP area. But no matter what, we still need to be partners, a very, very important partnership to keep our patients safe from HAIs.
Absolutely. We need to work together, all of us, to solve the problems that are involved. So
yes.
Well, thank you for that. And I really appreciate your thoughts on this. The short article on C. diff in this month's issue is one that I recommend that people take a look at, just to give you some pointers to be sure you're doing the best you can to prevent the spread within your facility. So, thank you very much, Nancy. It's really wonderful to talk with you. Okay.
And thank you for giving me the opportunity.
Oh, you're very welcome. So I've been speaking with Nancy O'Connor, infection preventionist from Portland, Oregon. Thanks so much. Take care, Nancy.
Thank you, Betsy. Okay. Bye now.
Bye-bye.